This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skins and Pats getting ready to head out to the field for a joint practice in Foxborough. Ben Standig will attempt to join us during the 12 o'clock hour to tell us how it went. Eric Edholm from the NFL Network, which just got acquired by ESPN, will join us at 11 a.m. We'll go around the league with Eric, who does such a great job. The Patriots, by the way, with Mike Vrabel in his first season as head coach, Drake May in his second season as the team's quarterback. Not sure if Stephon Diggs will be out there today. I know he's been banged up. Travion Henderson, where did he land? He landed in New England. Remember him, the Ohio State running back that many of you, I think, really wanted Washington to consider late first, or if he was around in the second, which he wasn't. He was gone early in the second round. He's in New England, by the way, with our old friend, running back who was a wide receiver, drafted here. Our old friend Antonio Gibson is in New England. I actually was trying to pull his name. I'm like, Antonio Gibson? Yeah, that's it. That's it. Morgan Moses is on their team. There are a couple of former Washington players. Look, these joint practices, and Washington will hold one more before their final preseason game against the Ravens. They'll get the Bengals on Monday night, a week from Monday Night Football. Joe Burrow and company will play. In fact, they're going to play their starters in the first preseason game as well. So that'll be a good test in the preseason game if Washington goes starters for a while as well. But it's really these joint practices that end up being really, more than anything, the biggest reveals, if there are any reveals, from this time of year, because you're not going one series and walking off the field with the players who are going to make your team and be on the field primarily. That's the biggest part of the head fake of preseason, is the players who are going to play in the regular season don't play much in the preseason. So how the hell do you really know what the team is going to be if they're not playing the players that are going to play when the real games begin? But in these joint practices, it's ones versus ones for a while. So it's a much better test. It's a much better look. It's better observationally for coaches and for anybody else there. So hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to Ben a little bit later on in the show to find out how it went. I do remember in 2015, was it 2014, in Richmond when the Patriots came in with Brady and Belichick. It was embarrassing how disorganized and how behind Washington appeared to be. And yet, you know, it was a joint practice in early August. So what was really to be learned? Well, you know, the Patriots are the Patriots, and they were buttoned up and ready to go then. So interesting joint practice. One more with the Ravens. Remember, there was a period of time where Washington found it difficult to find anybody interested in joint practicing with them. So this is a good thing. The Patriots are going to be an interesting team. We won't see it on Friday night, obviously, in the preseason game. But they've got an interesting roster, and I'm a big fan of Vrabel. I love Mike Vrabel. I think he's a hell of a football coach. He brought Josh McDaniels with him. Look, Josh McDaniels has never been a head coach, but he's always been a good coordinator and a good quarterback guy. So the Patriots have an interesting couple of years to watch. If Drake May ends up being the guy, and there were some signs of it last year, this could be, you know, one of the franchises that is resurrected from the last few years and could be a really good franchise for years to come. You know, May's the key, obviously, but they've got good coaching, and we'll see whether or not they're able to, you know, pick the right players to support their young quarterback. But good work today for Washington. By the way, there are several players who did not make the trip to Foxborough. Terry McLaurin, obviously, along with Sam Cosmi. They're both on the PUP list. By the way, Marcus sent me a note the other day. I think it's our longtime listener and caller, Marcus, from College Park, I think. It may have been a different Marcus. And he said, "You have not commented on the ankle injury for Terry. Is it real?" No, this is just what they're using as sort of a, you know, joint, hey, he can't practice. He's holding in, so we can't fine him. We don't want to fine him. We want him here. We like Terry. We're hoping to get a deal worked out. But no, I don't think his ankle injury is going to keep him out of practice once they get a contract extension done, if they get a contract extension done. But Terry McLaurin, Sam Cosmi, Noah Brown, Jordan McGee, Brandon Coleman, Marcus Mariota, Javonte John-Baptiste, all players who did not make the trip to New England. The other 83 players, right? There are 90 in camp, and I just listed 7. So the other 83 are there. So Quinn is Dan Quinn spoke before the practice began just a little while ago. We'll have some of that sound for you, hopefully, within an hour or so. I wanted to read something because I think it's an interesting question. And we've asked it before, and I'll share with you what the results were before when we did it about 2.5 weeks ago. This comes from Tommy. Tommy writes, "Terry and his agent made a miscalculation requesting a trade. Fan sentiment is flipping. A majority of social media posts now side with the team or speak negatively of Terry's approach. I blame his agent. Terry's not getting Metcalf's deal, and all their tactics, the 30-minute whiny press conference and trade request, have done, all they've done is sour fan sentiment on him. Terry deserves to seek a raise, but the process has been poorly handled by his team. Holding in is fine, but after the last preseason game, Terry needs to decide whether to take the latest offer from the team or bet on himself for the 2027 offseason following a 2026 franchise tag. That's it. Stop talking publicly about this. He needs better people in his corner." That from Tommy. So, you know, there's part of this that I agree with, and part of it I'm not sure about. And I do want to focus on whether or not fan sentiment is flipping. First of all, I don't know if there's a flip actually to be had. I'll get to that in a moment. I do think his agent, who has not necessarily had clients like Terry, and his group of clients tend to be smaller clients, you know, some certainly name players, but this will be, I think, one of, if not the biggest deals he's ever done. I don't know if it's him. I've talked about this for a month. I started to hear, you know, whispers about maybe Terry not getting the best advice. But, you know, these are also things that, unless you're really in it, you don't really know. If Terry's got total trust and he's been his guy for a while, I do think that the press conference, the marathon press conference from a few weeks ago, was a terrible idea. And when I say terrible idea, not that Terry speaking publicly for the first time was a terrible idea, but it should have been more of a statement and no more than like 3 minutes of questions and then move on. That thing got sideways and there was nobody there from the team to kind of protect him in that scenario. We talked about that when it happened. And look, with respect to Tommy's last part, yeah, I think the talking's done. He got to that last stage, trade request. The next line to cross would be to hold out when the regular season begins. Will he do that? I don't think he will. I don't think it benefits him. I don't think it increases his leverage, although, as we've discussed, it's probably the only chance of him gaining any kind of leverage financially. And, you know, that scenario would unfold with the team playing very poorly offensively, having injuries at receiver, and it becomes very clear that they need Terry McLaurin. I think we all know they need him, but how much do they need him? You know, if he holds out, it could work against him as well, because if the offense goes out there and it's humming without him, and Deebo Samuel is lighting it up all over the field, Noah Brown's healthy, and Luke McCaffrey comes on and gallops beating people deep, that could work against him. But this is what I wanted to focus on as it relates to this. So about 2.5 weeks ago, we did a call segment, and more than a call segment, call segments, plural. But I put out a Twitter poll, Team Terry or Team Front Office? Whose side are you on? And that was before camp started. That was before he held out and then held in and then asked for a trade. It's also before some of the reporting that, you know, sort of now is out there with respect to what he's asked for, and maybe even some of the reporting, depending on what you believe. I mean, Stephen A. had, you know, what Washington had offered. But there's some information as to how wide this gap is based on, you know, some reporting, you know, Schefter on, you know, Terry's desire and Stephen A. on Washington's offer. And I'm curious as to whether or not Tommy's right. First of all, the results 2.5 weeks ago on my Twitter poll with thousands of votes, 50-50, dead even. 50% team front office, 50% team Terry. That was surprising to me. I really, in that moment, thought it was going to be 70-30 team Terry. I really did. But I am curious to find out where it is now, because if Tommy's right, and look, a majority of social media posts, as he writes, now side with the team and speak negatively of Terry's approach. I've seen some of that. I'm not auditing it, so I'm not counting how much of it, you know, is against Terry versus, you know, for Terry. And, you know, we all as adults realize that social media is a small reflection of what the overall fan base thinks. But is he right? Is fan sentiment now flipping towards the team? It was 50-50 with a rather healthy sized polling or surveying a number, you know, in the thousands. So, you know, give your plus or minus 3 on the survey, but it's probably pretty close, especially given that, you know, the audience of this radio station is Washington football fans more than it is anything else. So at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, where are you? You don't have to tell me where you were, but if you want to, that's fine also, especially if you've switched. But are you Team Terry on this or Team Front Office? I am in the same spot that I've been really since it became clear that this was becoming, for the lack of a better description, contentious, that it wasn't going to be a smooth process. You know, certainly the process when Terry expressed frustration for the first time via his agent leaking to various people back in June, I guess it was, You know, I thought it was, look, this is posturing. This is going to get worked out. We did consider all the while that in San Francisco, there's been a recent history of waiting it out and getting these deals done very late, whether it's Bosa or Kittle or Ayuk, or the, you know, we're missing one or two, Trent Williams. But, you know, did Adam Peters bring that style of negotiating to Washington? But as it's gone on, it's gotten a bit more contentious, a bit uglier, you know, with every, you know, passing day or passing week. And now we are at a true standoff, you know, a true stalemate. Terry's doing the thing in which he is not getting fined right now, I don't believe. I think as a hold-in, you can't get fined, especially if you have an ankle injury, in air quotes. But I have been team front office on this from the start, and I'm still team front office. Not, you know, maybe slightly more emphatic on team front office. I actually have this sense. Part of it is because I think it aligns with the way I think. So when it aligns with the way you think, you're always going to feel a little bit better about the position. And what I mean by that is, I think they've got really good business chops as it relates to this situation, and I think they're evaluating it the right way. That's from afar. I don't know specifically inside that building what, you know, Sosna and Newmark and Peters are saying. Like, this is it. We're not going above $26 million, 60 guaranteed a year for a, you know, four-year deal or whatever it would be, because he's just not who he thinks he is. Or it's more, he's just way, way out of line with what he's asking. He's got to come down and meet us somewhere in the middle. I don't know where that is specifically, but I do think from afar, my hunch is that they're evaluating the player the way I would. Not that they're not, you know, considering what he is intangible-wise. Great guy. Great teammate, great in the locker room, big part of their culture, you know, change, their recalibration, which got recalibrated. They recalibrated the recalibration midway through last year when they realized they had gotten it right with the quarterback and they had a chance to make a run. And now they're in a window. And, you know, the argument that hey, you're in a window here, like, stop, you know, messing around, just get him signed. Overpay him if you have to. I'm not in favor of overpaying him dramatically. I just think that's a bad precedent. I don't want them to do that. And I agree with them and their approach. Am I okay with a slight overpayment, you know, for a guy that's going to go turn 30 years old and is more like the 10th, 11th, or 12th best receiver in the game, not the third or fourth best receiver in the game? I'm fine if they pay him more like the sixth or seventh best receiver in the game, a slight overpayment, but not a massive overpayment. I am team front office still, and maybe just a little bit stronger in my feeling about being team front office. Where are you? Team Terry or team front office? We did this 2.5 weeks ago, and I was surprised. It was 50-50, and that was before the hold out, then the hold in, and then the request to be traded. It was also before the 35-minute, you know, press conference, which got a bit sideways, I thought. Anyway, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Where are you now? Team Terry or team front office? We'll take your calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So on Friday night for the preseason game, it was revealed that Drake May isn't going to play and Jaden Daniels isn't going to play. Additionally, Marcus Mariota is dealing with a lower leg strain. Quinn said the level of concern is low, but Mariota's not in Foxborough and he won't be there Friday night to play. So it'll be Josh Johnson. I'm sorry, I said Drake May. I do not have that information. My fault. I do not see anything from Vrabel. But Josh Johnson will play, so will Sam Hartman. Those will be the two quarterbacks in Friday's preseason game against the Patriots. So I just pulled up the poll from a couple of weeks ago, and I put out a new one, an identical poll. Where are you now, especially after a holdout, a hold-in, and a trade request? Are you Team Terry or Team Front Office? When we did this back on July 23rd, so that's exactly 2 weeks ago, Team Terry was at 50.2%. Team Front Office was at 49.8%. So basically a dead heat. Where are you now? By the way, the poll we did yesterday, you know, predicting the outcome of this, Terry getting an extension, Terry playing with no extension, Terry holding out regular season games, or Terry getting traded. Terry getting an extension before the season begins, 69.4%. I thought it would be tighter than that. Playing without an extension, meaning on the final year of his current contract, 21.7%. And then holding out regular season games and getting traded were dead even at 4.5%. I had a friend of mine who has dealt with sports contracts before. He reached out to me. He reaches out every once in a while. He listens every once in a while. And he said to me something that I thought was interesting about Terry's current contract. He said that the deal that he struck in 2022 was not a good deal. It was not a smart deal. It should have been either shorter term or much longer term. It was a 3-year, $68.3 million deal. And it put him in that age crosshairs for his next deal, the turning 30. Now, he just came off his best season, but the guy's point was, if Terry had shown any signs of slowing down, the next deal would have been embarrassingly low. Like, if they didn't have the success they had last year, if he didn't have his best year of his career, if there was any indication, and there was none, of Terry, you know, starting to reach that point where he's on the other side of his prime years, he said, you know, there should have been an opportunity to do this last year or like 2 years from now. meaning he should have signed a five-year deal that was worth a lot more. He said that would have been probably unlikely with the group at the time in 2022, but I thought that that was an interesting comment. Essentially saying the current agent, who was Terry's agent in 2022, you know, it was just bad timing, and it should have been taken more into consideration that the next deal was going to be as he was going into his age 30 season. Take that for what it's worth. All right, 301-230-0980. Max, you were, I forget where you were 2 weeks. Were you,
so 2 weeks ago, yeah. I was Team Terry, but I also had the caveat in there that because everybody was being pretty darn secretive about what the number was exactly. But now that the numbers officially have, I mean, been leaked or whatever, the, you know, he wants more than DK and stuff like that. So I've kind of flipped a little bit. I'm more team now. That's kind of where I've been leaning, because looking at the DK Metcalf contract, Denton and I did that last week. It's a really bad deal. It's a really, really bad deal. DK Metcalf, an absolute freak, but he's really hasn't done much in his career to earn that $33 million. I completely understand you don't pay for services that have already been rendered, but at the same time, that production has never really been justified at that contract for DK. So I think Terry's, we got to meet in the middle here. We got to get closer to the 30. I need Adam Peters to come up to the 30 number. I need Terry to come down to 30 from 33. It feels like that's the happy medium that we have kind of extrapolated from all of the information that we have. So that's kind of where I'm at. Team, get him signed for 30, guarantee, if you're doing a three-year deal, guarantee 60 of it.
Yeah, I'm okay with 30. I'm okay with 50 to 60 guaranteed, however it gets structured. I'm not okay with anything more than that at this point.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think the team's at less than 30, and I think it's probably appropriate, but I'm okay overpaying him slightly for being Terry. And by the way, for recognizing the importance he has to this team right now. I'll tell you, I've been a DK Metcalf fan, and I wasn't when he came out of Ole Miss. I thought he was a straight line guy.
We all did.
That didn't have, you know, the ability to get separation other than with speed. I've been dead wrong. I think he is, and has at times we've seen him dominate games. He just hasn't had the quarterback play, hasn't had the overall team play. But he's a guy that's, you know, until last year has stayed relatively healthy. It's going to be interesting because they got a guy that can actually throw the football. Aaron Rodgers, did you see the Ryan Clark? Ryan Clark's been anti Aaron Rodgers pretty much all offseason. Mm-hmm. He attended training camp the other day and he said, I promise you, he's Aaron Rodgers throwing the football. He was Aaron Rodgers throwing the football last year. It just was an absolute train wreck of an organization. But he's 42. We'll see what happens. But that's going to be an interesting combination, man. That's for sure. I am team front office still. That's where I was 2 weeks ago. That's where I am now. I'm there a little bit stronger than I was. Slightly, anyway. But I want it to work out. I really want it to work out for Terry. I want him to be here for the next 3 years, 4 years, finishing his career here. I think he's super important to this team. And I think the team recognizes that. But I don't want the team to overpay for a great guy. I think that's a bad precedent. I just do. Anyway, where are you guys? 301-230-0980. Team Terry or team front office? Let's start with James and Laurel. James, go ahead.
How you doing, Kevin?
James, what's up?
So I'm team front office, and honestly, if the front office is as smart as I'm pretty sure they are, this is actually the easiest negotiation and probably the easiest game of playing chicken and Texas Hold'em that you can play with someone calling their bluff. You look at the history of Terry McLaurin in this franchise from when he was a Redskin to Washington football team player to now, he's been a team first guy. And no matter how much he tries to stand in front of everyone and say that he's, you know, he wants his money, he wants this, he wants that, nothing about his character indicates he's anything other than a team guy.
Right.
He can dig his heels in all he wants to. He's played behind some of the worst quarterbacks that I can't even name all the quarterbacks he's played behind. And now he's finally with a guy in Jaden Daniels where they were one game away from a Super Bowl, and you're telling me you're going to hold out for a couple million dollars more and actually walk away and play for potentially another team that will be further away from your goal of trying to win? I doubt very seriously that's going to happen. So I think it's easy to see them working a deal out and him being a commander moving forward. So easy negotiation, but I'm team first.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Good call. Yeah, I mean, he's playing the holdout book by the book, right? Expressing frustration, having it, leak out through his agent, then doing it publicly, then holding out, then holding in, then requesting a trade. And now, we've got to wait for the next move. The next move is, does he hold out in regular season games? I think I think it's the only way that he actually has a chance to get back any kind of leverage, but I think it's high risk and maybe not big reward. I think that if we're talking about, coming down a few million a year and maybe losing 5 to 10 million on the guarantee or whatever it is, I think he's better with, bird in hand. I don't think the two in the bush are there. Not with this group. He would have been better off having Snyder still own the team and have a real strong affinity for Terry, which he probably would have had, although he was more apt to buddying up with quarterbacks or, sort of outlandish stars. That's not what Terry is. Let's go to Skip. Skip, are you team front office or team Terry?
Hey, Kevin.
What's up,
As
Skip?
As you know, I've been pretty strongly team Terry, but I must admit I'm wavering a bit. And I'm thinking selfishly now about all the pleasure I could have this upcoming season if Terry is there. And I definitely don't want him to miss any games, any regular season games. So, and of course, you had another question about how much would we lose if he's not there, and I was strongly feeling like it's going to be a lot, especially when you get to the end of the season and the playoffs. You're going to need a number one guy for that, at least. So I think there's an obvious solution, and Lewis Riddick said, and I think Lewis is pretty tapped into Terry's and to the team, said that the floor for Terry is 30. So I think the obvious solution is to get to that 30 number, and I disagree with you about the guarantee being under 60. I think it has to be at least 60 because that is the bottom line equal to DK Metcalf that Terry really wants, is that guaranteed 60. I believe that Terry is good for this year and a couple years after that as far as his wear and tear, that he still has speed, that even a couple of the guys that are paid high, more than him, like the receiver in Detroit, is like a 4-6 guy. He's a great slot receiver, but he's not.
Amon-Ra St. Brown's a 4-6 guy?
Yes. You can look it up. Okay, because I've looked it up, all these things up, trying to compare Terry to
4-5-1.
A 4-5 guy.
Oh, at his best. Okay.
Skip, I don't know. Amon-Ra St. Brown's a star, a legit star receiver.
But does he stretch the field like Terry?
I think he does everything.
The answer is no.
Personally,
he's a great slot receiver, which means you can feed him the ball.
He doesn't have the versatility maybe that Terry has, but
that's important.
Almost any vote, whether it's media or players, Amon-Ra St. Brown consistently is thought of as a better receiver than Terry McLaurin. And, by the way, he's 24, 25 years old. But anyway, we don't need to argue about
age,
that. You're wavering. Why are you wavering?
I am wavering.
You haven't said specifically why you're wavering.
Because I'm thinking now about the team and this season, the opportunity we have this season is so tremendous. I don't want it to be ruined by him missing regular season games because that's going to be a terrible bring disunity to the team, and and we need to get off to a good start. We have that Green Bay game, and we have some other tough games. So I am wavering. I'm still team. I think he deserves at least $30 million and a $60 million guarantee.
Okay.
I think the team has to do that in order, you know, just to keep.
I don't think the team's at 30. I think they're at less than 30. I wouldn't mind 30. I'd consider it to be a slight overpayment, to be honest with you, based on where I would have him among the receivers in the league and where their average is. Now, again, average annual is not as important as practical guarantee, you know, guaranteed for injury. But I'm okay if they would get there, because I would consider that, you know, an overpayment based on the guy that you want, his importance to this team.
Yes,
and I think
I
he needs.
With you on that.
I think the one thing we have to be clear about, he's going to play this year for this team. And he's a professional. So he's only going to go out there and do everything he can to not only help the team win, but to put up a big season for himself. You know, so
what about the feeling within the team about how you treated?
I think that's way overrated stuff, personally. I think everybody's into their own thing. And by the way, who's to say some players in that locker room aren't looking at Terry saying, man, you're asking for way too much. You're great. We love you. We want you here and go for it. But you're not just below Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson.
Giving him 30.
What?
What about giving him at least 30 and 60
yeah,
million guarantee?
But that's apparently not where he's been, right?
I know. He
as
needs
far
to
as
come
we know.
Down.
I said, to me, 30 is a slight overpayment in terms of average annual, but I'd be willing to do it for him, definitely. Skip, let me move on. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Let's go to Ian, Team Terry or Team Front Office?
I've been Team Terry. I will stay Team Terry. I will say the same thing I said to you over Twitter where you responded back. If we can come up with this deal, because obviously the team leaked to Schefter what they think he wants. He leaked to Diana what he wants. I think there's a compromise like you just went through with your previous caller. I echo your sentiments that the goal is to win this year and next year, if not greater. He gives you that chance. You don't have a plan B. Terry's not getting traded, just like Myles Garrett didn't, just like Trey Hendrickson and Micah.
Probably
Parsons,
Micah Parsons, too.
Guys. Right. We know all of this gets done, just like Dak got done at the last minute, CD got done at the last minute, this will get done at the last minute. But I never understand this process. You know you're going to – both sides kind of know what the end is. There is a compromise. Why go through all this rigmarole to get there? And it's so funny because if you recall 2 years ago with Dak or last year with CeeDee Lamb or this year with Myles Garrett, both sides are so hyperbolic about it and then come to a compromise and it's as if nothing happened.
That'll probably happen. But I think in terms of why you go through this, I can't answer that because I don't have, and you don't have, the specifics.
The numbers.
If he's out there asking for just barely less than what Justin Jefferson makes, the team is probably like, you're out of your mind. Like, we are way far apart. You've got to, you know, you got to lessen up that dig with your heels because we can't get anywhere near that.
Kevin, do you believe that Terry thinks and is asking for Jefferson Chase money?
I don't know. Considerably more than DK Metcalf puts him at 3 or 4 in the league on average annual.
That's like I think that's what the team leaked. I don't believe that that's what Terry's side. Because
okay.
You just heard your previous caller say that. And then the other thing, and this is a larger point, in an off season that should be all about football and excitement. It has been bizarre. You look at Philly, you look at some of the other teams, it is football 24/7. This offseason has been the name, the uniform, the stadium, Terry. And it's kind of bizarre.
Yeah, but you know what? The underlying for me, and I can't speak for all of you, is that I've never had this much anticipation for a season and this much confidence in a season than I have right now. It's been decades. They're going to be a good football team this year. They're going to be a very good offensive team because Terry's going to play. You and I both know that. He's playing.
Right.
Whether it's probably going to be on an extension where they're all going to, like you said, and I agree with you, they're all going to talk about, hey, this is the process, it's just business, we love each other, and he'll be ready to roll. You know, I do have some concerns. Thanks, as always, Ian. I do have some concerns. It's the Paulie concern, and it's not unfounded that if you're not there and you're not working from the beginning and you're not getting into football shape and you're not, you know, in rhythm with Jaden and Debo and some of the changes that they may have made to the, you know, I get that. I think there's some risk there. So I would rather it get done much sooner than much later. But he's going to play. You know, that to me is not, they're not trading him. That's not going to happen. So, he'll be there. I just hope he's not there compromised, physically or otherwise. 301-230-0980. I see everybody on hold. We'll get to you, Joe, DC, Kurt, Lap, Bones, Ronnie. Again, Team Terry or Team Front Office. Eric Edholm from the NFL Network will join us at 11. We'll keep you posted on what's going on with the joint practice with the Patriots. It has gotten underway here in the last few minutes. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and the Team980.com.
All right, here's what's happening on this Wednesday, August 6th. Matt Stafford is dealing with an aggravated disc injury. Reports are that the Rams are being cautious and are calling him week to week. The 37-year-old quarterback could still be ready to go for week one. And following the retirement of Mike Williams, the Chargers are bringing back the other receiver from the old dynamic duo. Keenan Allen is returning to the team following a one-year stint with the Chicago Bears. The 33-year-old wide receiver worked out with the team on Friday and reunites with his old quarterback, Justin Herbert. George Kittle crashed an NFL Network set yesterday with Fred Warner to air a grievance after he found out that the NFL has banned smelling salts, claiming that the effects from the salts can mask concussion-like symptoms. Kittle is asking to find a middle ground after admitting he uses them, quote, before every drive, end quote. And the Nats, they fall to the Athletics in a 16-7 blowout. Mackenzie Gore with one of his roughest outings of the season with only 3 innings pitched, giving up 12 hits and 8 earned runs. The Nats are in a get-right spot tonight. Cade Cavalli getting ready to make his debut against Jeffrey Springs. First pitch is at 6:45. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
From Jerry, why are you so confident that they won't trade him? I'm confident that they won't trade him because I don't think that there's a package they could get back at this point on the calendar, the NFL calendar, that would make it worthwhile. Terry is he's got to get paid. To get traded, the team's got to be willing to pay him, and they've got to be able to work out an agreement. Because they're going to pay him, that naturally lowers the compensation you're going to go back. So that's number one. Number two is the team needs him. You know, I'm not making it out like the team doesn't need him, but I just think from a financial standpoint, because he's under contract, they've got all the leverage. What's he going to do at 30 years old? Hold out and not play 2025? And then do what? It starts all over. He didn't gain any ground. And I will say this, that nothing would be more of an indictment on, or at least a reflection of how they feel about Terry and his playing, because we know how they feel about him personally, than if they traded him for, you know, a third round pick. I mean, that would say a hell of a lot about what they think he really means to the team. And so I don't think that they would do it, because I think they understand he means a lot to the team. Team Terry or team front office? By the way, I put out a Twitter poll at Kevin Sheehan DC. We did it 2 weeks ago. It was basically 50-50. It is much different today. 500 votes in here in about 20 minutes, and team front office is approaching 70%. It's almost 70-30, team front office over team Terry. So my emailer, Tommy, may have been right. Let's go to our guy DC in Woodbridge. DC, go ahead.
Great day, Kevin. How you doing, brother?
What's up, DC? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm excellent. I'm still Team Terry, and I'm Team Terry for all of the things you've been saying. Like, it's funny because a lot of your callers and yourself have been taking the words right out of my mouth. This is how contract negotiations go in the NFL. This is the business side. And we as fans want to see the football side. And I look at it like this. They probably told Terry, and Noah, we know Noah Brown's been in camp, and he's not healthy, and they doing what they can with him, and they say the other name's Cosme or whatever. Terry might have tweaked his ankle or something during the off-season workouts, and they're like, well, when you get healthy, we'll get you the deal you want. And then, you know,
you think that's what's going on?
And we'll give you money. I mean, you know, we got all kinds of hypotheticals out here, but I'm looking at it that way because the team doesn't seem like they're upset with Terry. Terry doesn't seem like he's upset with the team or anything.
Well, he requested a trade.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that's part of the business.
I get it, but he's not thrilled. He's hurt about the way it's gone. I'm not saying that he dislikes anybody, but he's hurt that they haven't seen what he sees in himself. Contractually,
I agree.
I think that's true. But now, I don't think they're just sitting there saying, yeah, get that ankle better and we'll get a deal done. I don't think there's anything wrong with his ankle. And I think it wouldn't have an impact on getting a deal done anyway. If there was a serious concern about his ankle, we would know about that at this point.
No, I think the concern, and everybody said it, that number is $30 million. And we know when you're doing a negotiation, you don't come in and just say 30. You set it hard high and the team set it hard low, and then you come to a median, which is 30. And I think ultimately everything is going to be fine. I don't see that there's an issue with
the team. I still lean in that direction.
Or Terry. Yeah. But that's why I'm thinking Terry, because we found out that Jaden Daniels played hurt. At any time, we don't know what these guys are going through and what they're giving to this organization that could
be detrimental to them or their family later in their life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I hear you.
I definitely agree that $30 million is the where it should be, and I think that's where it's going to end up.
Thanks, DC. Appreciate it.
All right, have a great day, buddy.
Yep. Is the sentiment turning? It appears to in this Twitter poll, 70-30, Team Front Office to Team Terry. Where are you, Team Front Office or Team Terry? Let's go to our guy, Lap. Lap, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How's
hey,
you
Lap.
Doing, bro?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I just celebrated my 44th birthday on Monday, man.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm still, man, look, we
approaching Leo's midlife.
All month. Huh?
Approaching middle age.
What'd you say, Kevin? Oh, definitely. I said, as Leos, we party all month, so I'm still going to turn up a little bit more.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going with Team Terry, man. I was listening to something that Rich Eisen, on the Rich Eisen show, he was saying that these, you know, they expect the players to, you know, be professional and this and that, but these owners and corporations don't do the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want people to hold in, hold out. Then they got players, you know, in training camp talking about them. So, like, y'all doing the same thing.
Terry's under contract, Lap. Terry's under contract. They're not negotiating with a free agent. I don't want to go total old school here because I think it's beneficial for the team to get him signed to a long-term contract. Beneficial for both parties, and hopefully they get to that. But the people in national media that are screaming, just pay him. Your franchise was a dumpster fire. You got a chance to win a Super Bowl. Just pay him. Well, the just pay him, we witnessed that. Over many, many years. That doesn't work either. I actually think they're being fiscally responsible from my standpoint.
Well, let me say this, and I had a question I wanted to ask you too. So, but I'm saying at some point, Kevin, I mean, you're not going to win against, you know what I'm saying, an NFL, you know what I'm saying, franchise. I mean, it's like in poker.
What do you mean who's not going to win? What do you mean?
What I'm saying is when it comes to corporations and negotiations, it's very rare that the little man or the underdog wins. But you can't
knock
a person.
Depends on how much leverage that guy has.
Right? That's true. But I'm saying you can't knock a person for betting on himself because it's his money. It's not nobody else's money. So he does what he feels he needs to do.
I hear you.
For him and his family. Just like everybody else, though, Kevin.
But he signed a deal 3 years ago that includes this third year.
I know that, but I'm saying if you bet on yourself, I mean, it's just what it is. But let me ask you a quick question real quick. What, if they franchise tag them, right, one or two times, what's the most they can franchise tag them? And what is
I don't know what the second tag is. It's like 300-400% of the last deal or something like that. You're not going to get to a second franchise tag in 2027, but you could certainly end up tagging him in 26. Thanks, Lap, for the call. Appreciate it.
All right.
Let's go to our guy, Tom, in D.C. Tom, go ahead. Team Terry or Team Front Office?
I'm Team Terry. And the reason why I'm Team Terry is we spent 30 years overpaying people, other people's throwaways.
Right.
And I understand the fiscal responsibility. I would just say this. Terry is not the person that should go with your fiscal responsibility.
I agree with. Just so you know, I'm not trying to bang him. I'm not trying to haggle, you know, a great deal, you know, out of Terry. I have no problem paying him market value or above it. I'm just not going to overpay by a lot because he's a really good player, but an excellent teammate. That's a bad precedent, in my opinion. But I'm okay with paying a little bit above the market for this particular player, no doubt.
Well, I say this. 30 is where it should be. If you want to add some makeable incentives, yeah. But you can't offer him anything less than 30. That's ridiculous.
I don't think it's ridiculous, but I wouldn't care if it got to 30. But again, it's the rest of the deal. We're getting into, like, I hear these conversations, including right here on this show, and I appreciate the call, about everybody trying to structure it like you're the agent or you're the team. There's so many moving pieces in these conversations about contract. The easiest thing for us as fans is to look at the list of what receivers make on an annual basis. But that's not really the whole story. You know, guaranteed, the practical guaranteed money is really... the number. Okay, so how much are you practically getting guaranteed? And that'll be a key number. But average annual is the easiest way to have the conversation. To me, Terry is in that group with the Higgins and the Ayukes and the Tariq, not the Tariq Hill player, but the Tariq Hill deal because of the age. That was a year ago. He's at $30 million a year. I mean, would you rather have Tariq Hill or would you rather have Terry McLaurin? I understand the potential locker room culture stuff with Hill, but let's not try to act like Tariq Hill isn't a better player than Terry McLaurin. Of course he is. Amon-Ra is at 30, you know, that at 77 guaranteed. He was 24 years old when he signed the deal. 28 to 30, somewhere in there, you know, if we're talking average annual. You know, to me, it's like 50 to 60 guaranteed somewhere in that neighborhood. The practical guarantee list, you know, goes down to, you know, DK's was 60, and that's like 10th in the league in terms of the receivers and guaranteed money. His average annual is higher. All right, we'll come back to this, I promise, because I left a lot of you on hold, and I apologize. But I've got a guest coming up next. Eric Edholm from the NFL Network will join me. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.